At Nutrafol, we don't just help your hair, we help your body grow it. Because it's never just about your hair. It can be your job, or your deodorant, or your lunch, or just normal life. That's why our whole body approach targets the key root causes of hair thinning. Discover your root causes and why we're the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com. These statements have not been approved by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease paid for by Nutraceutical Wellness, Inc.
Big stories of the day. Already got tweets rolling in, man. The old Apple Watch is blowing up. Big stories today, COVID-19, or as I like to say it, COVID-19. They should say it. They should use whatever voiceover was for, who's the bad guy on G.I. Joe?
Cobra Commander.
Cobra, yeah.
Is that his name?
Whatever it was. And also the bad guy on Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Wasn't it the same voice?
Shredder.
No, it was like that. Yeah, Shredder, yeah. But he's like, yeah,
he had a menacing tone.
Yeah.
Certainly.
So they should do that. No matter what news channel it is, whether it's Fox, NBC, CNN, just when they say COVID-19, it should be in that voice. It would be pretty badass. And like today in Florida, numbers are piling up once again with COVID-19.
They're already scaring people enough, I know, man.
Well, I guess was it over 10,000 again today? Let's see. Somewhere around there. It seems like it's right around the same number every day. Right around anywhere from 8,000 to, I don't know, 15,000 new cases in Florida every day. But now, once again, they have broken our trust because they found out that like 30-something labs are reporting the wrong positivity numbers. So it's like, geez, man. Like,
yeah, 100%. Positivity
on some of them. Yeah. So it's like, all right, man, we want to believe you, but now everything's up in being questioned again, and it really gives fuel to the people that think it's a hoax and everything else.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, when in reality it's not a hoax, okay? Calm it down. But we would like to have some clarity as to exactly what the hell we're dealing with. You know, some accurate numbers would be nice, or at least, you know, a semblance of accuracy would be nice.
Mm-hmm.
Something would be nice, because it seems like every other day we're being messed around, and it's scary to think that, you know, people are messing with the numbers for whatever reason they're doing it. So.
Yeah. I don't know, man. It's you don't know who to trust. You can't really trust the media to tell you what's going on.
Yeah, even if it's the main street media.
Yes, I saw you got in a fight today on your Facebook.
Well, it wasn't really a fight.
A lot of people were fighting.
I kind of let the guy go and let all my friends kind of destroy him.
Yeah.
I only left a couple comments. I had to go to a day job and stuff. But, yeah, I posted a picture of my Gronkowski jersey on Instagram, which goes to my Facebook automatically. And I basically just said, please wear a mask so we can watch Gronk destroy the NFC South this season. And I'm not a preachy guy, but I do believe in the mask. I believe in science, and science has been proven, and they've proven it in other countries that have no political bias when it comes to the United States of America. Like they just don't. Like, it's
some
been,
guy is furiously dialing the phone right now.
That's fine.
Yell at you.
Dial it, you dumb bitch. If everybody wears a mask, they showed it. Bill Nye put out a great video the other day where they had like the infrared with people wearing masks and the coughing, and he tried to cough a candle out or blow a candle out wearing a N95 and wearing a regular cloth mask, and he couldn't blow the damn candle out. So it's just common sense. If you're wearing a mask and the guy in the same room with you is wearing a mask, or girl wearing a mask, you're both blowing the droplets into your mask, and it's not going 6 feet across the room and hitting somebody in the face. I mean, it's just common sense. So your argument, it's never going to win with me. It's going to fall short because I'm going to go with the scientist and the epidemiologist and the folks like that. And guess what? They're saying it all over the board. There's nobody there. I haven't seen a scientist say, you know what? I'm voting for Trump, and I think that the masks don't work. I haven't seen it. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I've seen memes that say it doesn't work. I've seen made-up OSHA reports that say it doesn't work. I have seen no legit studies to say it doesn't work, except for when Fauci came on TV in March and said that it's not effective if you're not sick, because they were scared that they weren't going to have the supplies for hospitals. And he came out a month ago and admitted it, that he lied to everybody because they were trying to protect the hospitals. So for all you folks that are still holding on to that, you just look like little whiny baby ass kids to me. And I'm sorry, I'm not a bleeding heart liberal. I'm not. Okay. I'm actually a registered Republican, for people that don't know, but I lean super moderate with all of my political views. I hate both sides. At this point, I hate everybody. Like, everybody sucks. And we talk about this all the time, Will. It's two sides of the same coin, right? So you could take anybody on your Facebook that is super duper, super duper right, like they're so pro-Trump, they're nauseating. And then you take somebody that's so anti-Trump, they're nauseating, and they're the same person.
Yeah.
They're really the same person.
They're mirror images of each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're everything that they hate, just the other side of that coin.
And I'm sick of all of it, man. I just want us to deal with this on a scientific level. Like, can we just stop with the BS? Like, it's so annoying. So, this guy jumps in on my post, and he is just, first of all, he's a dumbass. Like, yeah. If you're ready to debate, don't come at me with the first grade reading level. Like, you're gonna lose. Like, I didn't even have to get this guy. I stood back and watched my friends of all reading levels destroy this guy.
How much time do people have on their hands?
Too much.
My God.
Too much.
Even your friends are just like, all right, the guy's an idiot. Do you have to say something and call him an idiot and start a fight?
Yes.
Is it worth it?
Yeah. And some of the people that responded to him were annoying to me too, even though they were backing me up, and I appreciate it. But, damn. You know, like, I'm just trying to be a Bucks fan, and this guy just... All right, first of all, punctuation. Horrible. Horrible, horrible. He's no capitalizations. Like, he never started a sentence with a capital. He never capitalized, like, I don't know, proper nouns and things like that. Misspelled everything. And the main thing that everybody jumped on him with was he called me Main Street Media.
Oh, right.
Now, he's went back and edited it since he got roasted for about 9 hours straight, which doesn't fix it, okay? Immediately, other members of the media jumped in on him. Mark Cook, who is one of the top Bucks beat writers, works for Pewter Report. He jumps in and puts a link to Bob Seger's Main Street from 1977 YouTube video. Pat Donovan, who's he has an afternoon sports show here in town, a buddy of mine. He jumps in on it. I get a text from him while I'm still getting ready for the day job, laughing about this dumb. But I mean, it's just ridiculous, man. Like,
how do you know this person?
I don't know. I think he's a poker player. I'm trying to figure it out.
See, I went down and trimmed up my Facebook list.
I should.
And the thing is, it's like, I labeled it as, will this person say hi to me if they see me?
This guy, I mean, I don't
know. If I'm at a bar, would they come up and say, hey, man, oh, hey, that's how we know each other.
Yeah.
If you wouldn't do that, then we don't know each other, and we don't need to be Facebook friends. I don't even go on my Facebook anyways, but I
go to my Facebook page.
Yeah, don't go to my Facebook page.
Go to it.
Just don't do it. I'm not active on it.
Right.
But I just wanted to make sure it was, like, people that I really know.
This is how much I care about my Facebook page. I actually went in today when I was prepping at the house before I came here and updated all the information on my personal page. I still had on there that I had the Johnny B Show as a weekend radio show. I had to go fix that because that's only been, 3 years now? We've been Monday through Friday.
Yeah.
And everything was wrong. Like, the last time I updated it was, 2016. So I had to go fix a couple things on there. Pretty stupid. Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I don't accept anybody you don't know, and just trim your list.
I had to change my stand-up comedy place of employment. I changed it from the Improv to Side Splitters. Mm-hmm. since improv never books me and Side Splitters does. I don't know.
I remember I tried to add Ian on Facebook, and he's got too many friends. I can't even add him. He's capped out at friends.
You want me to tell you what he's up to?
No.
I mean, obviously, I'm a friend. I mean,
we're Instagram buds, which is better anyways.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
I just wanted to showcase that I was friends with Ian.
Yeah, it is really cool to be friends with, like famous people.
Yeah.
It is pretty neat. Like, sometimes I don't realize it until I see a post and it's not a fan page. And I go, holy hell. And then I have to, I'll go in there and do a message to them, be like, hey, I love that last post or something. And they're like, hey, thanks. I'm like, oh, it really is a famous person. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's weird. So, I don't know. Pretty exciting. 727-579-1025-800-771-1025. Back to more big stories. I like that song. Good job, Mark Cook.
At Nutrafol, we don't just help your hair. We help your body grow it. Because it's never just about your hair. It can be your job or your deodorant or your lunch or just normal life. That's why our whole body approach targets the key root causes of hair thinning. Discover your root causes and why we're the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com. These statements have not been approved by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease paid for by Nutraceutical Wellness, Inc.